Yankees and the Angels from Anaheim on a gorgeous Monday night, and I'm not quite sure what's going on here, so let's just leave it be. Yanks battle back from a 1-0 deficit, top three.
It's this ball the other way, and this is going to find some grass. Going to be a two-out base hit. Holiday coming around third. He's going to score, and Didi Gregorius continues his hot hitting.
Once again, the 2-2 pitch. Didi hits it towards the middle. It's going to be into center field for a base hit. Judge is rounding third. He will score.
1-0 from Middleton. Fastball right down the middle. Base hit for Jace Headley. Aaron Judge around third. And the Yankees add on. They lead 3-1. Two down and back to the top of the order. Cameron Maben. 3-2 pitch. Espinosa not running. Maben hits his ball to left center field. It's going to be a base hit. And we're all tied up at three.
Norris holds the set high. And the pitch swung on a long drive to right center. It's high. It is far. It is gone. He's done it again. All rise. Here comes the judge. Aaron, you're judge and jury. And this is Judgment Day.
Yankees pick up the 5-3 win as the Bombers improve to 16-3 this season when Aaron Judge goes deep. A no decision for Masahiro Tanaka, but he does snap a 5-start losing skid by pitching into the 7th inning. All Joe Girardi can do is sit back and smile as he saw a 3-3 deadlock snapped in the 8th inning thanks to who else but Aaron Judge. A tie-breaking 2-run shot proved to be the difference in the Yankees' 5-3 win against the Angels at the Big A. Here is the Yankee skipper commenting on the win.
Yeah, I mean, you're thinking he's going to get a pretty good pitch. I also thought they might pitch around him, too, because he's been swinging the bat so well. I wasn't sure what was going to happen there, but he got a pitch and he crushed it. The great thing is, to see is it's to right center. He's not trying to do too much with it.
With a runner on second, are you surprised they didn't pitch around him there?
Well, I mean, you got an experienced pitcher that's going to try to expand the zone and do his thing. And, sometimes you can make a mistake, and sometimes a guy can hit a good pitch. Not necessarily, no.
I know he's been playing outstanding, but is it still remarkable to hear MVP chants on the West Coast 3,000 miles away from your home park?
In Mike Trout's town, who is just a tremendous ball player and obviously has some hardware himself. So it really is, and it shows you the support that the Yankee fans are showing up on the road, too. I mean, it's really special.
Joe, was there any difference between this Tanaka you saw and then the one that struck out 13 against Oakland?
I actually thought his stuff might have been a little better today. I thought his slider and split were probably better today. He gave up the home run early on a fastball, and that's the earned run he gave up tonight. But I thought he threw a really good game.
Was there any worries early on when he seemed to struggle a little bit in the first inning?
Yeah, you want him to get through it. I mean, obviously, I think, for a lot of starting pitchers, that first inning is troublesome. And I think there's a couple reasons. A, they're trying to get comfortable, but B, I always say you're facing the lineup the manager set up that way. I mean, that's the only time he's guaranteed to get his lineup set up the way he wants. So, but he got comfortable and his slider got really good, and I thought his splits were pretty good tonight too.
Joe, looking big picture, his numbers in the last 5 starts or so had been so bad. Just how encouraging is it?
That was encouraging, and we have to build off this. To make sure that he can put them back-to-back-to-back, in a sense. So he gets that feeling of everything being right. For the most part, I thought the stuff was right tonight. Everything was on time and it was right. So you want to build on that.
Understanding he's had success in the past, but just a game like this, when you are going through a rough patch, what could that mean for his confidence moving forward?
Well, I think it can, it can be big for him because he is a guy that's used to having success, and he struggled. I mean, he's thrown some good games for us, but he struggled recently, and he only threw 50-something pitches the last time. He had trouble, but he looked good tonight.
The fact that you pushed him back a day, I mean, we always ask that, and he always seems to pitch well on 6 days.
Well, that has not necessarily been the case this year. I think if you go through the history of Masahiro Tanaka, I'll go through it, compare the ERAs from year to year. Compare them. So it was not a matter of an extra day. His stuff was right. His stuff was right. And we made a big deal, about his stuff is right. He's going to compete. When it's not right, he's not going to compete.
Joe, when you're obviously managing the game, do you ever look around at your players' reactions when Judge hits the ball?
Oh yeah. Sometimes I look at my own reaction. It's hard to do, but I mean, there's a ton of excitement for this kid, and we know what he's done is special. I mean, it's really special. So, yeah, our guys get excited.
He stole the show in the eighth, but what do you think of the job that Didi has done offensively over this 14-game stretch?
You know, I think Didi in this lineup has really been overshadowed. I mean, here's a guy hitting 340, and he drove in, the first two runs for us, and, I mean, he's played great, and... the production we've got from shortstop between him and Toe, I mean, it's been really good. I mean, you're looking at 40 RBIs probably. I mean, Didi has been great, and just keep it going. He doesn't mind flying under the radar.
Didi was talking about getting two out RBI hits,
yeah.
And how important is that
those,
for you?
Those are really big. Those can be demoralizing for a team because you're so close to getting out of the inning. You know, you're really, in a sense, one pitch, and then you don't, and extends it, and builds up pitch counts, and it does a lot of different things.
Make that 22 home runs for number 99 on the season as Aaron Judge continues to not only write his case for Rookie of the Year, but how about American League MVP as well? The Yankee slugger talked about his heroics in the eighth inning and about the Yankees' 5-3 win against the Angels on Monday.
I got a little scouting report. Good cutter, good slider. He'll throw a little two-seam in sometimes, and I just tried to eliminate some pitches and just go after when I could drive.
Well, you responded with a two-run shot. How much do you like coming to the plate in those situations late in the game with the ability to do damage?
That's what you dreamed about as a kid. You know, coming up, tie game, runner on second base. You want to be in that. You want to be in that situation. You want to have that opportunity. You know, and inning before, I airmail a ball over the catcher and allow a guy to get to second base, which kind of allowed him to tie the game. But in that situation, I just try to keep it simple and just drive a ball to center field.
You've heard MVP chants at home, but to hear them here nearly 3,000 miles away from your home ballpark, is that even a little surprising to you?
I just don't listen to it. I got a job to do on the field. So,
what'd you think about your teammate Didi Gregorius today, 4-for-4?
Amazing. That's what Didi does, man. He puts the barrel on the ball, you know, and he did that four times tonight, and he's got to keep it going into tomorrow.
It was not the win that Masahiro Tanaka was seeking, but he nonetheless snapped a 5-start losing skid by pitching solid ball into the seventh. It was a no decision for Tanaka, and through his interpreter, Tanaka shared his comments after the game.
I felt like I did a better job of everything. Had good concentration on the mound. Felt like I was able to execute all my pitches well. Nothing drastically different. Just went about and did everything that I needed to do. Happy to get the results I got today.
D.D. Gregorius came through with both the game-tying and tie-breaking RBI singles in the early innings on his way to a 4-for-4 night, as the Yankees shortstop shared his thoughts on Monday's 5-3 win against the Angels in Anaheim.
I don't think I can describe it. I'm just gonna going out there, just try to put up good at bats. That's what I'm trying to do, take a pitch by pitch and try to stay consistent and try to get on base for the team.
When you look at Aaron Judge again tonight, he gets ahead in that count. Are you thinking, here we go again?
No, we talked. he came out big, so that was the most important part. I was thinking about driving the ball to right field, if I'm not mistaken, which he did, so it's really good to sit through the ball. And he's been putting in good swings. Everybody sees that, and that's what he wants to do, is try to stay consistent. And he's doing a great job at it, and he's been a good teammate, good player, so he's good.
The Yankees send the resurgent CC Sabathia to the mound on Tuesday. He'll be opposed by JC Ramirez.